Good afternoon and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Alton, Wanda Barbara, In Your Faith Gospel Magazine, Heavenly Hearts Interview. Stay with me.
With them at eye level. And then on this quarter.
I've been out in the yard picking dandelions all day. I burst through the front door when I gathered enough to give to my mom to show her my love. I reached out my hand and she looked down at me. She said, I've never seen flowers as beautiful. Wish I had more time to make it back home. I could have done better, I know in my heart, than to scribble a note on a last minute card. And she calls me on the phone, and the first thing she says, I've read this card over and over.
A child when I felt my Savior leading, I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I spent my days believing that what He has me be is who I am. And then I come to see the weaker sides of me. But I realize His grace is what I need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said, no, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be ashamed. Mercy said, no, sin will never take control. See my life and death to face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. But thank you, Jesus, mercy said no. Listen to this. For God so loved this world that He sent His Son to save us. From the cross He built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within our hearts there is such a war that rages and makes the sacrifice so hard to see. As midnight fell on crucifixion day, the light of hope seemed so far away. As evil tried to stop redemption's flow, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be ashamed. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. My life and death is stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. But I'm thankful to Jesus that God's mercy said no. Listen to this, listen, listen. And now when heaven looks at me, it's through the blood of Jesus, reminding me of the past so long ago, when mercy said no. Mercy said no. Oh, 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 blessings from the heart in your faith, gospel music ministry.
Ah, good morning. We're in the studio. This morning with Carlton Warner Barber in Your Face Gospel Magazine, Heavenly Hearts interview. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Carlton and Warner Barber in Your Face Gospel Magazine, Heavenly Hearts interview. We want to thank you guys for being a part of our broadcast this afternoon. Carlton Warner Barber is at telephone number 910-802-4213 or 741-7595. Share this In Your Face Ministry, Gospel Magazine, P.O. Box 170 North Carolina, 28384. Gospel group, artists, and source, calls, get out online print magazine, free group publication, Pastor, 910-802-4213.
God bless you.
Go ahead.
How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Mr. Barber. I'm welcome you to our show, and you're free to talk about your ministry and anything else you'd like to talk about in regards to your ministry. Thanks for being a part of House Super Done Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm in Alabama. I'm with my friend out of Alabama and doing this interview, praise God, on his radio station that reaches thousands of people. And I'm very humbled to be doing this interview. I'm in our office here in North Carolina. And I'm also going Facebook Live with a lot of my friends and supporters, Mr. McQueen, Mr. Adam Spry, Miss Tracy, and everybody from our support system. And I'm very honored to be here with you. This is our second time being with you. My wife was with you on August the 6th of last year, I think it was, in the month of August. She had released it, her CD, New Beginnings, and we're just very thankful for Wanda, and she had been involved with a tragic car accident, and she almost lost her life, praise God. And she's got a CD, New Beginnings, and it's just very powerful. You just heard a song from her called Handful of Weeds she done in memory of her mother who lost her life to cancer and everything. And that's on my CD, Blessings from the Heart, as well as the song called Mercy Said No. All of that CD was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. We done a Christmas fundraiser plate sale, and we were able, thank God, to go down to Tennessee, and we were able to enjoy Tennessee as well as, you know, see the Hall of Fame there, Country Music Hall of Fame and stuff. And we also were able to go into the studio and record us a project called Blessings from the Heart. And why I'm mentioning Wanda's mother passed away about 8 months ago of cancer, and she also lost her sister at age 25 to skin cancer. We just got finished on March the 17th, wrapping up our first annual Mama's Teddy Bears for Cancer benefit concert. And I tell you, it was amazing. The Holy Spirit fell. Lives were changed. There was one woman there who has cancer, and she was singing with her group there. I'm not going to call any names, but she really, really had an anointing, and she felt an anointing come over her body that night. We had the privilege of by faith, bringing two different national recording artists to Dillon, South Carolina for that wonderful event. We were able to bring Arthur Rowland, who used to play with Charles Johnson and the Revivers. Also, he used to play with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And he's a Grammy Award-winning artist, Arthur Rowland, and done songs like You Can't Hurry God and Midnight Hour. But I'm not on here to promote him, but I want to say thank you and happy birthday, belated birthday, to 2014 Gospel Hall of Fame inductee Arthur Rowland. He came down, he flew down and done a wonderful job. Also, Eric Blankenship and the Blankenship family, thank y'all too. They're national Southern Gospel music artists. They had a top 46 song called Hand on the Plow back in the day in Southern Gospel music. And I said that to say that by faith, all things are possible. A disabled couple like me and my wife, you would have never thought I have epilepsy, kid, and she, you know, is disabled because of the car wreck while trying to get her teaching degree. A woman came and hit her head on. She broke her C-tube. It was just an awful incident. And also, Arthur Rowland will be gracing the cover of the In Your Faith magazine for the month of April. I think it's April. It's either May. Billy Graham, who passed away, will be gracing the cover this month. While I'm talking about the magazine, I want you to understand there are a lot of magazines out there, the Christian Voice, the Singing News, and Cashbox, and stuff like that. They charge a lot of money to put artists in magazines. But God told me to step out on faith last November. And ever since then, with the $100, we stepped out on faith, and God's been making a way out of no way. We created this magazine to be affordable to people who need to promote their magazine. And it has a Google Play app, which right now we send the magazine out to about 20,000 people via digital. I mean, it's just amazing what God has done with this magazine. And if you're an artist out there and you don't have a lot of money, but you want to get promoted, call me, 910-802-4213, and we will get you in the magazine. We'll work with any budget. I mean, $25 and up. I mean, we'll work with any budget. You know, it takes money to do publications. It takes money to do radio. It takes money to do these things. And nobody gives anybody nothing. And my wife works a long hour, sometimes not going to sleep till about 4 o'clock in the morning. I know we were up late last night, Mr. Howe, you were, and I was also, because this type of stuff, if you really do it the right way, it's time-consuming. You know what I mean? I know you would agree with that. And so for that very reason, you know, a friend made a comment on Facebook, a servant is worthy of their pay. And we don't ask a whole lot, but every little bit helps us. So we'll work with anybody, any budget. We'll do some trading, you know, some horse trading here and there. If you don't know what that means, I know Mr. Howe knows what it means. We give a service for a service, but we want to make sure that everybody is getting something meaningful and something that they can use to expand and grow their ministry out of the situation. Amen. But moving forward to the fact that we have started a group called Heavenly Hearts. I know you didn't get the music straightened out. I know it takes a lot of time to do something, but I'm sure you'll be playing some stuff from Heavenly Hearts eventually. If you want to hear some right now, go to inyafaithradio3.wixsite.com/inyourfaith, and you can hear some right now. Our new project was recorded in Randleman, North Carolina. We recorded the project. Then we also did a debut concert there in Randleman. I want to thank Mr. Bailey over at Country Cabin Recording Studios, done an awesome job. We also released a Christmas CD this year, too, called Carolina's Christmas. You can buy those off of the website. But we were singing in Laurel Hill, North Carolina, last Sunday night after Easter service. We went to Easter Sunday service at our home church called Greater Hope International. We want to send some love out to Greater Hope International. My pastor, Ron Barnes, also in Bible college there too. So anyhow, we were singing, and Wanda sung Ride Out Your Storm. It's a song about being going through a storms in life, whether sickness or facing financial difficulties and all that. And she touched them so much that we sold maybe 12 to 15 copies of our CD just because the anointing that fell on Wanda during singing the song called Ride Out Your Storm. And if you look closely at the artwork that was sent to you, you'll see the lightning in the background of me and Wanda, and the song says Ride Out Your Storm. Call and get your CDs. You know what I'm saying? P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384, P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. The CD is $12, $3 shipping and handling, check or money order for the new CD, Journey of Faith by Heavenly Hearts. Also, I was able to win 2017 Best Independent Gospel Artist, praise God, with an overwhelming landslide of votes this year. I won that award, and I'm very thankful to everybody who helped me campaign for that and voted me for that for North Carolina. I'm very thankful. Also, we do every Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Sometimes we have to do it at 9 o'clock, depending on the scheduling. But for the most part, we've been doing it about a month and a half now. Every Saturday night, tune in to Carlson Wanda Barber's page. We do a Facebook Live service We open up the phone lines, 910-802-4213, 910-802-4213. We open up the phone lines, and we, as a prayer line, we sing. I deliver messages and preach for everybody, and it's a way to give people. Our good friend Tracy, she don't get to go to church because she has a lot of health problems. We saw her this week at a doctor's office. Praise God for seeing our friend Tracy. And a lot of people, I've had calls from Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, text messages about prayer requests. I've had people tell me that they love what we're doing. And last time I checked, we were at like 300 or 400, you know, views sometimes and stuff. And we're getting ready, praise God, to start putting the service on Saturday. We get ready to start putting it on our YouTube channel as well, In Your Faith, Gospel Outreach, and Radio. So you can, you know, check that out on YouTube. But praise God, God's doing a lot of amazing things. I got a special announcement. In Your Faith, Gospel Outreach and Promotions proudly presents the second annual God's Unstoppable Youth Explosion. The theme for this year's explosion will be God renewed my mind, rearranged my heart, and changed my life. This is the second year that we've done this. Last year we had about 90 young people come out in the summertime to this. I know we sold hot dogs and refreshments and stuff. Well, actually, we gave them away that year, you know, because, you know, in order to, it's better to give than to receive. So we gave hot dogs away to about 90 young people last summer with this event. Now, this year, we're going to try to raise some money because we're believing God for a 24-hour TV and radio station. That's what we're believing God for by faith. We already have a magazine, but we're believing God for a 24-hour-a-day, 7 days a week, radio station and TV network and stuff. And we're believing God for that. We've been talking to several TV stations so that we can start off with a program here and a program there. But anyway, In Your Faith, Gospel Outreach Promotions presents the second annual God's Unstoppable Youth Explosion, with the theme being God renewed my mind, rearranged my heart, changed my life. Featuring Reverend Carlton Barber, musical guest, the Golden Ears from Sanford, North Carolina. Our very, very special guest is Glory Train, Pastor Kevin Joyner, man of standard from Chaber, North Carolina, the Spirit-led gospel singers, and your host group, the Heavenly Hearts. It's all going down on Saturday, June the 23rd at 3 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children. Kids 2 and under are free. It's going down at the Barker 10 Mile Community Building. That's my community that I grew up with. Barker 10 Mile Community Building Center, 4823 Barker 10 Mile Road in Lumberton, North Carolina. 4823 Barker 10 Mile Road in Lumberton, North Carolina. Refreshments will be on sale. We might be recording a live DVD that evening. But I want to also tell you that if you missed the first annual Mama's Teddy Bear for Cancer concert in dealing with 2015 Gospel Music Hall of Fame and Grammy winner Arthur Rowland, the Blankenships, and Southern Gospel National Recorders, we have DVDs available for $15 plus $5 shipping and handling. The DVDs cost a little bit more, so that's why they're $15. You can send check or money orders to Wanda Barber, P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384, 171, P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Make check or money order to Wanda Barber. $15 for that DVD, $5 ship. Handling, that's the concert that was so phenomenal. The Holy Spirit fell on me. I preached a message, a sermonette. I shared our testimonies. It was just amazing. And, of course, you know, we've got the In Your Faith Gospel Promotions Outreach presents the God's Unstoppable Second Annual Youth Explosion Saturday, June the 23rd at 3 p.m. If you want tickets, call us up, 910-802-4213, 910-802-4213. And just got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to explain to you about Mama's Teddy Bears for Cancer. The Lord gave us a donation from the Bladen Journal, Bladen Sheriff Department, Elizabethtown Police Department, Bladenburg Police Department and stuff, and they gave us a bunch of teddy bears. We go out and give out teddy bears at rest homes and family care homes to people who have battled cancer or are currently battling it, and we do a free concert for them there at the family care home. We pray for them. So Mama's Teddy Bear for Cancer, like the page on Facebook. It's a very good outreach program that we do. And if you got any questions, you can chime in now. I've basically got all that stuff out of the way and stuff. So you can go to asking some questions now. Take over.
Okay. First, thank you for the wealth of information that you just provided to listeners all over the world that are listening. I want to say to all of us that are listening, we're closing in on 100,000 listeners here at House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. And we especially thank Carlton Warner Barber for coming on the program. This said that a second time. We worked late last night to get this set up. I'm also in the process of using a new system on the Blog Talk Radio, so far as my mic's concerned. Usually I'm going through by myself, out through New York and L.A. for the world to pick up through Blog Talk Radio. But I want to thank him again for being a part of this ministry. One of the things that I very much like for them to do in regards to the program is they always offer prayer during the program. Before I begin to ask you any questions in regards to the ministry, would you mind praying for us or with us our play? Okay, you're free to go ahead. Please do.
Yes, sir. Please bow your heads and close your eyes, Facebook world and YouTube and everybody that's listening. Our most kind and graciously Heavenly Father, we just want to humbly thank you for everything that you've doing in our lives, every stumbling block that the enemy's trying to throw our way. Lord, you have the power right now in your holy name to move them, open up doors of opportunities for our listeners, for their families, for their friends. Oh, Lord, just bless in a mighty way. Touch the people behind the prison cells right now. Touch the people in the family care homes, the rest homes, the hospice houses, Father God, the cancer institutions right now. Lord, we come against the enemy right now in your precious name, Lord. You are the great physician. And not only are you the great physician, you're Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. And if there's people, I know there's people standing in the need of something, whether it be materialistic, financial, or healing. We know that your word says you will deliver us. You will provide for us, and you will take care of us because you are the good shepherd. You are a good, good father to today. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you for the radio program that Mr. Howard's doing. We praise you right now for all the ministers, preachers, teachers, and evangelists over there in the other countries, putting their lives in harm's way so that your word, the living word of God, can come forth and be preached to the lost and dying sinners so it can manifest great, powerful things among your people, Lord, in the different continents, Asia, Africa, India, Pakistan. I pray that you will rise up people that will say, I will go where you want me to go, Lord. I'll be what you have me to be. As I remember the great evangelist Billy Graham, our commission, whether we're called to preach, teach, or sing, if we're just ordinary, we're extraordinary in the sight of God because we need to be a light in the dark world, salt to the earth, so that God can be seen in everything that we say or do, and in everything that we do say and do. I give you the praise, Lord, right now, the glory and the honor for all that you blessed us with. Thank you humbly and give you the praise forevermore. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Look here. I know that I'm on the air, but I'm still a husband, and I have to do errands for my wife in regards to her ministry and the work that she's doing. What I need to do, we have approximately 30 minutes left on the broadcast, and what I would like you to do for the next 30 minutes, you really have, even if we have an hour of streaming live time. We got a streaming live time of 30 minutes, but you still got 1 hour and one half. If you want to use all of it, you can use all of it. For your entire ministry and anything else that you want to do in the studio where you are right now, if you want to. Because all I'm going to do, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I think we might feel led by the Spirit to give them a little bit of a preaching message. If you just give me a moment to collect my thoughts right quick, I'll get something. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. There's no need to waste the time that God's allowed us. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. You want to bring me a Bible, sweetheart? Something that I can give a word of encouragement today. Amen. One of my sermons that I preached in the past. Amen. Praise God. You bear
you
with me, my listeners. Just
you got
a
30
few moments to give me.
Five times left, okay?
Amen. We're gonna get with you. Do you have anything of my notes or anything? Praise God. We'll get myself together. Give me a couple quick moments, and I will deliver a powerful message. I didn't know this was going to happen, but anyway, I'm always willing to answer the call. I'm always willing to answer the call. When God says do it, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. I'm going to get my thoughts together right fast, and I'm going to talk to the people and present to them something from the Word of God. Amen.
Okay.
What God has for us. Amen. Listen,
before you get started, you have the entire studio, your studio, and my studio at your disposal. But I'm going to leave all the mics on. You are free to play whatever you want to there in your studio. It's your studio. In fact, you got two studios with you this morning. So I'm going to run the Monroe over. And you just keep going, okay?
Amen. Praise God. How many people sometimes feel like they're bounded and they're not able to do what they want to do? A lot of people feel that way, I'm sure. You have a lot of ideals, a lot of good visions, and sometimes my wife tells me sometimes that I write a lot of checks that my bank account won't allow me to cash. But how many people know that I don't do this based on what I can do or what I can't do, praise God? How many people know, praise God, that I do this under the anointing and with the authority of Almighty God? Amen? A lot of times we might say to ourselves, we can't do this from a fleshly standpoint. How many people understand you can't do nothing by yourself? Everything that you do, everything that you say, God allows you to do what you do in life. Amen? He gives you blessings, and he gives you these blessings so that you can bless other people. It is not by chance that God has given me this wonderful opportunity today to be streaming on two different studios, and also being able to minister to thousands of people today. Amen. I am so excited about this opportunity. And I want you to understand that I don't take any opportunity lightly. And I want to just talk to you. You know, sometimes you have to go through some things in life before you are able to manifest greatness through the Holy Spirit. And I want to speak to you today from the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, amen? I want to go to chapter 5, if I can, a few moments, amen? And I want to talk to you about having confidence in your ministry. I want to talk to you about building up confidence in yourself. I want to encourage you today as I minister under the anointing and in the authority of Almighty God, somebody right now that is listening, praise God, to me, somebody feels as if they want to throw in the towel. I don't know if it's they want to commit suicide or what, or maybe they just want to give up because they see no results in the visions that they have, in the dreams and aspirations that they have. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes you have to suffer. Sometimes you have to go through some things so that God can manifest in you and birth in you and through you. Oh, praise God. Somebody help me now. Because what I'm trying to tell you is God can take a mess and make something beautiful. God can take something broken, hallelujah, and he can make the most prettiest piece of pottery that you would ever think. See, he can take a drug dealer and turn him into a leader for young people. He can take a country boy like me with no money in the bank, having to pay by credit on everything, pay payments to have things that I need like a washing machine or a dryer. But how many people know God can use anybody he chooses to use to bring about his ministry here on earth and kingdom building? Let's go over to the book of 2 Corinthians, praise God. Let's go into chapter 5, praise God, amen. And let's read in 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, oh, hallelujah, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, praise God. Behold, everything is new. Amen. Behold, all things become new. And if you go on to verse 18, it says, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. I want to talk about reconciliation a moment. I want to tell you that a lot of people bring up your past, tell you can't be a minister of the gospel, tell you ain't never going to be nothing because you weren't never nothing. My family, I'm going to share something with you today, people of God. My family, they told me I would never be anything. I would always have anger. I would always want to be violent to people and threaten people. But you know what? Today, I got a beautiful wife. Today, we've got a magazine. Today, we've got radio stations and TV stations that lead us a platform to testify of the goodness of Almighty God and to tell the world right now, praise God, that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers through the blood of Jesus Christ, and I am a new creature. I may be in the same body today. I may have the same long hair, praise God, that I used to have, but today, because of reconciliation, because of the blood of Jesus, I am a new creature, and all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I am a new person. I got a new mindset. My heart, the heart that I had, it was dark and full of sin and wickedness. Jesus Christ's blood has come in and cleansed it. And praise God, he's made it white as snow. Hallelujah. He's made it white as snow. Amen. He's made it white as snow. And I don't care if you're a prostitute on the street. I don't care if you're living in sin right now, about to do something. I'm telling you, by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray that you put down the gun, that you put down the drugs, you put down the prescription medications, and you pick up a Bible, or you text me, 704-441-7595. Want to pray with you, want to lead you to the Lord, because I don't care about the mess that you're doing now. I don't care about how many drugs you sold last night. I don't care how many men you sold your body to yesterday. Today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity, and I'm taking this opportunity I'm not taking it lightly, because I'm trying to tell you that Jesus loves you, and he wants to reconciliate you to him. He wants to relationship with you, praise God, and he wants to give you confidence that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Glory to God. I'm trying to tell somebody today about Jesus and his love and how he wants to wrap you in his arms. Listen to this. Verse 19 says, to that with God in Christ, reconciliating the world unto him, not in putting their trespasses unto them, have commanded unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20 goes on to say, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ right now, you be reconciliated to God. And verse 21 says, for he have made himself sin for us. He has made himself sin for us on that cross. I know we're past Easter, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. You don't have to go back and live in your past today. You don't have to go back and live like you're living. You can get reconciliated to God today, and God can become a part of you and put confidence in you, and through prayer and supplication, he can build you up so that you'll take up wings like an eagle and soar to greater heights in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Somebody wants to soar today like an eagle. Amen. Soar like an eagle today. Verse 21 says, for he have made him to be sin for us. He knew no sin, but he, even though he was the only perfect one, he put on sin so that we could have everlasting life, so that we could be forgiven. Amen? You want to talk about a suffering ministry? Jesus Christ had a suffering ministry. He was mocked. He was cursed. Every time the disciples went out, they got put in prison falsely. And when they were preaching the word of God, they suffered. They had a suffering ministry. Jesus Christ suffered from the time he was born to the time he took the cross. And why did he do it? He done it because he loves you, sinner friend. He done it because we could, so that we could be reconciliated to God. Amen. Reconciliation. Reconciliation. Amen. Chapter 6, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. I want to talk about grace of God. The mercy of God was poured out on Calvary. His blood was poured out, but really his blood was the grace. Really his blood was the mercy, and he was pouring it out. It was gushing out as they pierced his side, as they spit upon him. My preacher said the bowels of his bowels and his urine, it smelled so awful. But he said, I'm letting this all go, this nasty aroma, so that you can be reconciliated to God, my Father, and have me as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then the smell became the filthy smell of the bowel and the feces and the urine and all the blood fluid that was coming from him. It became a sweet aroma of mercy and grace in God's nostrils, so that he could take Jesus and give him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would believe in him this day would have everlasting life through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody praise God today. Somebody thank God today for all that he's doing. Could you bring me my charger, sweetheart? I tell you what, God is on somebody today. He's tugging at somebody's heart. If you go to verse 6 in 2 Corinthians, talking about a suffering ministry, and sometimes you got to suffer before the blessings comes. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff, praise God, before God can elevate you. You won't know how it feels to be blessed. You ain't going to know how it feels to be blessed. Can you plug that up, please, baby? You're not going to understand how it feels to be blessed. You can't appreciate appreciate it. See, it's kind of like if you get everything that you want in life, praise God, if you get everything that you want, you can't appreciate nothing. We sometimes have this attitude where it's there when we want it. Somebody used to tell me, this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way right away every day, praise God. That's what God's trying to tell us. It didn't always go his way, and it ain't always going to go our way, praise God. But we can get through it, praise God, with the Holy Spirit. We can get through these things, praise God, by praying and through supplicating and praying and reading the Word of God. Let it manifest blessings in our life, praise God. And I'm going through something right now. I'm going through something right now, praise God. And what I'm going through is some things that I'm not going to talk about. But I'm going to ask you to pray for it, because the enemy, I woke up this morning, and the enemy, I woke up today, and the enemy is wanting to try me. He's wanting to try me today, but he will not get the victory. He can't take my joy today, amen? I'm not going to allow him to take the joy from me. I got too much joy down in my heart, too much joy in my soul today for all that God has done for me, and I'm going to give the devil a black eye. You ain't getting the best of me. I'm going through something right now, but I'm praying for myself, and I'm praying for you. Amen? Let's go over to chapter 6 in the book of 2 Corinthians, and I'll read it. Verse 6 says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also, amen, that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Amen. You see, for we said, I have heard thee in a time acceptance, and in the day of salvation have I scorned thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Today's the day to ask for salvation. Amen. Today is the day to behold the glory of Almighty God, giving no offense in anything that the ministry shall be blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as ministers of God in much patience. You know, patience is a hard thing to have, praise God, but we got to get patience. We got to get patience and realize that it's not going to come when we want it to come. Been waiting on a prayer to be answered for quite some time, haven't you, listeners? And you haven't got the answer. Or you may have got the answer and it's not been the one that you thought it was going to happen. God has a way of doing things that we don't understand sometimes. We cannot comprehend all the things of God. But what we do know is he's got grace for us. He's got grace for us. And we have to have patience during these afflictions. It is necessary when we get distressed to have patience. How can we have patience when we're distressed? How can we have patience, praise God, when we're going through these afflictions, these situations in life? We pray, we get on our knees. That's how we have patience. Sometimes we want to get in our flesh and we want to fuss them out because they're not doing right by us, because we know the Word of God says he that knows to do right and doesn't do right is sinning deliberately. They may be doing some stuff to you deliberately, but I beseech you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that you don't fall in, that you don't fall in to the status quo, that you don't fall in like everybody else. I beseech you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that you reconciliate to God, and it is necessary that when you reconcile to God, there's going to be some suffering for the cause of Christ, because he suffered and bled and died for you. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. He knows what you're going through inside today. He knows that you're in pain in your body, cancer patient. He knows that you're having a failing heart with an defibrillator.
He knows that you think the only way to provide for your family, drug dealer, is to sell drugs. Amen. I just got a good praise report. Praise God. Situation is all right with us. Amen. But God knows what you're going through. I didn't know I was going to have to preach an hour today. Praise God. But God had a door of opportunity for me today. And I walked right through it. I was said, yes, God, I'm here. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be, Lord. Keep on opening the doors of opportunity. I can walk right through them with the grace of God, with the anointing and the power of God, because I have been reconciliated to God. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. I don't have to go to the club and drink a blue motorcycle cycle anymore. I don't have to go to the club and drink an alcoholic beverage and listen to worldly boom boppity bibbity boppity boo music to get my thrills, to get my nerves calmed down, because you keep me calm. You keep me having patience by falling on my knees in prayer and supplication, by praying to you, by turning from my wicked ways, Father God, and being reconciliated to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Somebody help me. Preach. Somebody say, preach today. Preach and use the platform that God has given. I thought I was just going to be here doing an interview, but I'm here to tell you that God wants to reconciliate you to him. Praise God. Listen, giving no offense, verse 3 says, to anything that the ministry is not blamed, but in all things approving yourself the ministers of God in much patience during your afflictions, during your sickness. I'm pretty sure that my wife didn't plan to go over there to sell Avon to try to make a living for her mother that had bad health. Didn't ever know she was going to get hit, T-boned with the automobile. But in her afflictions, in her pains, in those lonely, agonizing nights of pain, she didn't look to the prescription medication. She looked at her mama, Miss Lois, God rest her soul, and her mama looked up to the heavens, praise God, and she pulled out the Bible. She pulled out the Bible. Hey, man, she pulled up the Bible, and she read to her baby, my wife, the good old book. She used to love the Beatitudes, praise God. Be of good cheer. Have patience. Be kind. Somebody say, be long-suffering. Be long-suffering, because that's what I want you to understand. There's going to be some suffering in life, but we win in the end. I've read the back of the book, and as long as I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the back of the Word of God says that in the end, I will leave this world of sin and shame, and I will get a new body, a glorified body. Preaching today in 2 Corinthians 5, I'm in 6 now. Hey, man, I'm preaching today about be ye reconciliated to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to be reconciliated to God. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, long suffering. If you suffer and you're long suffering, you endure some things. Some people have lost children, had stillborn babies, miscarriages. Me and my wife has, and we're still longing, suffering. Went to the doctor, praise God, and we got us a good report. Said that we are almost there. Wife has been working so hard getting them diabetes down. taking her blood sugar constantly, eating regularly, eating right. I said, yeah, honey, I'm proud of you. We got one more thing that we got to get straightened out. Got to start doing some exercise. And amen, praise God. Praise God. But you see, it takes some suffering, some long suffering. Oh, it takes some long suffering before we can get the desires of our hearts. Because the Word of God says that we can have the desires of your heart. Knock on the door, it shall be open to you. But first, you got to seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Sometimes the very reason that we're going through so much long suffering and the prayers are not coming and the desires of our hearts are not coming is because we ain't seeking after God's righteousness. Amen. Oh, you need to seek after God's righteousness. That's what you need to do. You want to be reconciliated to God Almighty? What you need to do is be ye holy, transformed, the renewing of your mind. Amen. Somebody get your mindset on God. Get your mindset on righteousness and the things of God, and then that long suffering will end, and the desires of your heart, he will grant it. Oh, praise God, Mr. Locklear Chase. Locklear, praise God. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak to your people today. Speak to them and let them know that they need to be reconciliated to God. They need to be reconnected to his word. They need to be re-energized and recharged and refocused, it, praise God, on the things of God and the ways of God. Verse 5, chapter 6, 2 Corinthians says, oh, hold somebody. This is a good. In stripes, imprisonments, insults and labors and watching and fasting. Verse 6. By puritiness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfailing. Hallelujah, somebody. You want to know how to get reconciliated to God? You got to go through some stuff. Somebody might have had to go to prison. God, to prison. You might have to go to the physical penitentiary, and God put you there. You know, you think that you were put there because of the crime you committed. That may be the case. But how many people know sometimes God will put you on your back. He'll put you on your backside so you'll have that time to look up to him and draw nearer to him and learn from your mistakes. Even imprisonment you can learn. You might be in prison in your mind today. Oh, release them, Satan. Release them from the prisonments of their mind. Somebody's having nightmares right now. Somebody's crying out, having nightmares. Oh, they're being tormented by images from their past. Release them, Satan, in the power and the authority right now, Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. You need knowledge. You get knowledge by studying the scriptures. And when you reconciliate yourself to God and you study his word, you will gain knowledge. Yes, you will. You'll gain long-suffering, kindness. The Holy Spirit will show you in a love that will never fade. And in verse 7 it says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil and report, by good report, and deceivers, and ye truth. You know, that simply is talking about the word of truth will give you the power of God and the armor of God. You know, we've got an event coming up talking about God's unstoppable army, praise God. And the last time we done the events, praise God, we told people how to put on the full armor. Oh, we told them how to put on the full armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. By the word of truth and by the power of God, you put on the armor of righteousness. and you can stand against anything evil. You can stand in the way of this deceivers and the liars, concubines and the whoremongers, and declare the truth of God's word by the power and righteousness of Almighty God. Be reconciliated to God. Amen. If you don't mind, I'd like to pray with you right now. Praise God. Lord, help us as we walk this way. If we're dying and we're in sin and we're lost, Lord, save us. Come into our hearts. Bless us, Lord. Encourage us. For that one that's sick and afflicted at the bedside, minister to them. Send angels to them right now, Father God. For that one that doesn't have a place to stay or nothing to eat, minister to them. Lord, help them out. Help them find refuge and resources. And most of all, help them find the love of God in their lives. Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in today to this radio interview / sermon and broadcast in your faith, gospel, music, and ministries. If you want to get a CD, visit our website, inyourfaithradio3.wixsite.com/inyourfaith. Check our money order, P.O. Box $12, plus $3 shipping and handling to Wanda Barber, P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can also write us there for your prayer requests and praise reports. P.O. Box 171, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. All of our CDs are $12 plus $3 shipping and handling. Our DVD, Mama Saber for Cancer Concert, is $15 plus $5 shipping and handling. Please support the ministry. You can't get a CD, drop us a love offering, $5, $10, anything helps us. They expand. We believe in God to have a 24-hour radio station and TV station eventually. God bless you. We love you, and we appreciate. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Thank you. You want to get in the magazine, you're a gospel artist, call us 910-802-4213, 910-802-4213. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. We love you. Amen. Praise God. Mr. Howie. Hello. Hello. Hello? I don't know.